I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Do you have any apologies this evening? Councillor Finnegan. Councillor Jackson.
Councillor Lewis.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to item number two, which is the declarations of interest. Good, okay. Then move on to item number three, which is the action sheet from the 19th of March, 24. I'll just look at it page by page, so page one and page two. Everyone content? Can I have a proposal and a second of that, please? Councillor Lee Serger and Councillor Devlin. Okay, let's move on to item number four, which is the DEA Forums Update Report. And the items are attached, and Ali is going to take that, if anyone wants to come in or have any questions regarding those. Mr. Jackson, do you mind maybe switching your microphone on just off for one wee second?
Thanks, Chair. I'll just take the report as read unless members have any specific issues they'd like to raise. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Mr. Jackson. Were you looking in there?
Yeah, sorry, Chair. You know, just very quickly, I was actually contacted by an independent member of the Downpatrick DEA. And I think, I'm not sure why, maybe he doesn't know who to contact, but he hasn't received any notification of any of the meetings, apart from the last meeting on the 9th of April, I think like 30 minutes before the meeting was due to start. So he's trying to reach out to see who to contact or get some sort of, basically on the...
Could you maybe tie in with Ali afterwards? Tommy, is that okay? I'll get the DA coordinators and whatever details are possible.
Okay, thanks, sure.
No problem, thank you. Okay, so can I have a proposer and a seconder for that, please? Proposed by Councillor Finn, seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy. Okay, so item number five is the Community Coordination Hub, and that's been taken by Ali.
Thanks, Chair. Again, members, if I take the report as read, unless there's any specific issues.
Thank you, Ali. I don't see anyone coming in. Can I have a proposer and a seconder for that item, please? Councillor Siobhan O'Hare. Councillor McGuinness. Thank you. Okay, so items number 6 to 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be by resolution excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Devlin has proposed. Councillor Kate Murphy has seconded. Thank you. We'll just give it a few minutes. Okay, folks, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item number 6, public tender staff uniforms. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Laura Devon, to approve the following: the business case as per Appendix A of the officer's report, and approve procurement via public tender for the supply of leisure uniforms. That officers undertake the appropriate evaluation of the above public tenders in line with procurement guidelines and appoint a preferred bidder and enter into a contract for up to 3 years as per Appendix 1 on the business case. Item 7, leasing of NIHE land on Spring Hill Drive, Newry. It was agreed to remove the item from the agenda this evening and bring the report to a future committee meeting. Item number 8, Newry Pool update. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Mahers, seconded by Councillor Finn, to approve the recommendation in the officer's report to progress with remedial works at Newry Leisure Centre Pool. Okay, item number 9 and 10 are for noting. Item number 9 is leisure and sport scale of charges. And item number 10 is PCSP and Newry Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership. Anyone has any questions? Member Proposer. Oh, Councillor Devlin, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I haven't changed my mind. I'm happy to speak. Just regarding the actual scale of charges we have in front of us there, it all seems reasonable. There's a lot of information obviously presented in that appendix. Maybe just one question for Andy. Underneath the key issues are talks about, like, for example, the establishment of new room hire, refreshments, event space charges. Are they just listed there because they were previously listed under a different spreadsheet? Or are they new? They're not price increases under the key issues section, and they just, like, for example, establishment of new room hire, refreshments and event space charges not previously reflected. Is that just because they weren't just written down somewhere on a charge sheet?
That's correct, yeah. Okay. So there's no increase in charges. It's just that we're bringing them all in under the one strategy and noting them down.
Thank you, Chair.
Laura, are you happy to propose then item number 9 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay, and can I have a seconder? Councillor Siobhan O'Hare, second. Nobody has any other questions? Well, that concludes our meeting for this evening, folks. Thank you very much. Stay at home.